With an Now TV Sky Cinema Pass, you can start streaming the best movies around. From brand new blockbusters like Rocketman and The Lion King, to all-time favourites, including the Harry Potter collection. Whatever you feel like watching, we've got you covered. All with no contract. To start your 7-day free trial today, search Now TV. 18 plus new customers only. Auto renews at $11.99 per month unless cancelled. Cancel at any time. Terms apply.
This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favourite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
So Some Families is a new podcast that explores every aspect of parenting through an LGBTQ plus lens.
I'm Lottie Jeffs, an author, journalist and reformed magazine editor and a mum of one.
I'm Stu Oakley, a film publicist who thought I was used to dealing with divas until I had toddlers.
Some Families will answer questions, break down myths and share funny, emotional and true stories. Subscribe now because seriously, you don't want to miss a single episode.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, the Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels! Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Soccarellis.
Don't return to center, it's Lauren Fender.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
He makes us squee, it's Richie D. Ashley Schiavone, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day your Rachel's in, and the next day, you're out.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch. Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay? Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, she ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. Oops, she did it again, it's Brittany Montano.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie. Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon Atavacan and Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
No one can do it like Andrea Jewett.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD. Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa. Nancy, cease and desisto.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
I take the fifth with Dana Smith.
We love you guys. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Old Bravo. Hi, everybody. It's me, Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Welcome, everybody. Today is Summer House Day. You can go find all of our Tiger King recaps, which are being released every single day this week, over on our Patreon, patreon.com. Just go, you know what? Search Watch What Crappens on Patreon. You can also find a link to it on our website, watchwhatcrappens.com. Normally, you'll find links to all our live shows. Right now, we are doing those from home. So next Friday, we are going to do a live show at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. Well, we're going to do a pre-show first on Instagram Live, and then we're going to move over to our Crappens on Demand on Patreon, and we're going to do a live stream of our Real Housewives of Beverly Hills recap, the first of the season. So go find all that good stuff over at our Patreon, and buy shirts and stuff over at Crappens Merch. And that's it for that. How are you doing today, Ben?
Yeah. Just riding that summer house high because this show just cracks me up.
Well, good. Well, then you're in for a treat because we're going to talk about it for about an hour.
Oh, good. I'm excited. So, previously on Summer House, Carl tried to kick out Jules, which means that we enter this episode with Jules basically doing her thing, going,
Are you joking right now? Are you joking?
What the fuck, Carl? And Carl's like, Jules, Jules, we don't need this shell, right? We don't need it, Jules.
Yeah, I don't want you in this house anymore, Jules. I don't want you in the house. And then Jordan walks up and is like, you don't want me in the house anymore? Are you joking me? Are you fucking joking me too?
We don't need this bullshit, all right? And then Kyle comes over in his, like, that weird construction hat with beers on the top and long straws coming down to your mouth.
Yeah.
Those were even sad in the 80s, guys, okay? I was there. And
yeah,
still
they were always sad. They were always sad.
So Kyle comes over, and he does that, like, fake holding Carl thing back.
Yeah.
He has to do all the time. Where it's like, bro, I'm just holding Carl back. He's such a Godzilla, ain't he, guys? Ain't he? I'm like, oh, God, what are you holding him back from beating up Jules? Can we stop pretending that Carl is, like, some fucking MMA star?
Yeah, some tough guy. I actually don't think that Kyle was holding Carl back. I think Kyle was just in the process of falling over drunk, and Carl was just some sort of support beam at that point.
He just sees all that hair and just grabs at it, you know?
Yeah. So Carl's just yelling, he's like, get the fuck out of the house. Get the fuck out of the house. And then for some reason, it just cuts to Hannah playing tennis. Like, we were joking about it last episode, but she actually was playing tennis. And they just cut to her playing tennis, being like, like totally Monica Seles-ing. And I'm like, how are you playing tennis in the middle of this ridiculous rager where everyone is covered with grime? How did tennis break out?
Because there are tennis pros invited, which becomes a plot point later. So she's actually playing with tennis pros. Yeah, she's like, oh! It's like Kristen Doty getting her hand slammed in an Uber over and over again, the car door of an Uber.
So Jules is telling, she's
by
telling,
the way,
like,
in a bikini on a tennis court full of goat shit. Okay.
Yeah. That's sort of like the caliber of this show. That's what happens, you know? So Jules is telling Paige what happened and everything. And Jules is like, you know, I tell Carl that sometimes I feel left out of what's going on with the girls. And Carl just goes, I want you out of the house. Like, seriously. And like, she's like, sort of like, you know, venting because she's sort of rattled by this whole thing. And then Luke just walks over and goes, hey, guys, look at Hannah. Look at Hannah.
And Jordan's like, actually, he asked both of us to leave the house. And I was right in the middle of getting my butt munched by Mark Hellenberger. What a time to drop that deuce on me, eh?
I was just sexting with Joanna Cassidy. And I was like, show me your right tit and rub it, too. And then all of a sudden, Carl starts yelling at me.
Well, I just don't want to be a part of any drama or anything. So, Jules, do whatever you want. I just won't come up anymore. That's it. I've said it. Back to Hinge. So he walks off, and Amanda grabs Jules' face, and she's like, we're not upset with you. It's just that sometimes you're hard, and I need you to be softer. So when I mush you and add salsa and lime to you, that you're delicious, avocado. She's like, I'm a human being.
Listen, if I could cut you into 7 pieces and layer you into a gigantic cake for Kyle, I would, but I can't. I can't help you, Lady Avocado.
So Jules is crying. He's like, this is so fucked up. And Amanda's like, you're not getting kicked out of the house. It's not about you getting asked to leave. It's about Jordan getting asked to leave until tomorrow when we all decide that we're going to also ask you to leave. But that's then. This is now.
Listen, we're not going to ask you to leave because we're already planning for you to die in a burning building and not save you, okay? So that's just how you're going to go.
And Carl's, meanwhile, is clapping at Kyle. He's like, I want them gone. Get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out. He's like simultaneously trying to fly and yell at the same time.
Fucking Carl. Massive. Carl, you're not the boss of anybody, okay? I don't know who died and made you showrunner, fucker.
Yeah, why do you want them out? They literally, their drama is so small compared to anything that you've ever caused every single year. So now Hannah and Austin are talking. They're back to sort of flirting. Well, I think they're flirting, but we come in on Austin saying things like, I'm like, I got my own shit going on. I got my own shit going on, right? Madison, this is insane. This is insane right now, Madison.
Yeah, they're in a fight. And then Hannah has total, like, a drunk, sweaty face. And she's like, I was just trying to show off in front of you. He's like, whatever. And then he leaves. And she goes, Austin!
Well, because Paige... Well, he leaves because Paige walks up. And Paige is like, I have to break up your flirting for 5 seconds. Or your attempted flirting. Please. So, Hannah, how many boyfriends do you have? Like, why are you always talking with guys, you know? And so Austin's like, ugh! So he leaves, and yeah, she goes, how many boyfriends do you have? And Hannah goes, the limit does not exist.
She's like, okay, well, Jules went up to Carl and said, what's up with everyone? Like, does everyone hate me? And then Carl was like, get the fuck out. And then Jordan and Jules yelled at Carl, and then Carl was like, get out.
Paige is just running around, you know, like the village gossip. And Hannah's like, so wait, Jordan is done? I'm going to yell at Carl now. I'm telling him.
Yeah. So she walks up to Carl and she goes, why are you blowing shit up? And he goes, what do you mean? What do you mean, gents? She's like, yeah, because of all that stuff. You know, you just like, you all said this stuff. And Amanda's there now also. And they're like, we had a plan, Carl. We had a plan. I'm done with him. I'm done with him. Mainly because Sarah's done with me. So I have to pay it forward. I'm done with them. I'm done with them.
Cut to Shep in the kitchen in one of those stupid construction beer hat things. Just eating all the whipped cream.
Yeah, just all of it.
Yeah.
So now Paige starts consoling, because Jules is now crying in the bathroom. Like, understandably, I mean, she just had this guy yelling at her, like, blindsided, like, no, saying, no one likes you and we all want you out of the house. That's, like, really hard to hear. And you're on TV. It's humiliating. So she's crying and Paige is consoling her in the bathroom. And then Shep walks up to Danielle. I don't even understand what this is about. He just walks up to Danielle and goes, gosh, I just found my phone. I'm forever grateful. I'll see you guys. Bye. And just leaves.
It's like, you're not staying. It's like, forever grateful. We're out of whipped cream. Okay, I'll see you later.
So just realize you guys are incredibly poor. So gotta leave. Bye.
And Jules is crying in the closet with Paige. And she's like, when Anna invited me here, I was so excited to make new friends. And the fact that Jordan messed this up for me. And, you know, I feel bad for her. And Paige is like, okay, look, seeing you cry like this breaks my heart. And so I will 100% say tomorrow when we're all together for that meeting that we decided to have about voting you out of the house that we should let you live like 100% more one weekend. So we can watch you squirm and then cry and then try really hard in outfits that I've already worn. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I mean, seeing you cry, that just like breaks my heart. And what also breaks my heart is that you probably paid $20 too much to cry in that outfit. So, how devastating. Like and subscribe below. Bye.
So then Amanda and Carl and Hannah are talking. And Amanda's like, God, Jules is so naive. Come on, Carl. He's like, naive? Naive? Like Jules did something to him. And
yeah.
She's like, and Hannah goes, yeah, dude, there's like 2 years difference from us. Like, she has to own her shit, too. Like, she didn't connect with us. I was like, okay, so basically you're just all cooked out of your brains right now. Because nobody is making any sense.
Yeah, exactly. So, so Hannah's like, yeah, she didn't connect with us. I mean, she's like, we're acting like she's young, but she's only 2 years below, so whatever. So then all of a sudden Luke interrupts and goes, so can we have fun now? Because I have this great new jam about a coyote that I thought I could whip out. I thought people would really like at this party. Can we do that now? It's like, quiet, Luke.
I would expect Amanda to have more sympathy. Like, I get that she's friends with Jordan, but she invited Jules here in the first place. She's, like, responsible for her life. It's like when you save a baby for choking, you have to pay for their college.
It's like when you save a boyfriend from alcohol poisoning, you have to marry him and take over his business, you know? So Amanda, Amanda goes up to Jules and Paige, who are now like upstairs or like on a bed, I think. And Amanda's like, since no one's having like guacamole, I just want to say Hannah was like, listen, none of us have connected with Jules. And I'm like, Hannah, she has fucking feelings, which is why I wanted to tell this to you right now and make you feel sad.
Yeah, that's so shitty. And Jules is like, that's not true. The Uber Eats guy loves me. And Amanda's like, I'm like Hannah, she has feelings. And Jules is like, I can't believe Hannah would say that. Like, no one here is very helpful.
No, everyone is just like crushing her. She's like, I haven't even been able to tell the story about how my grandfather invented chili in Cincinnati yet. So outside, Jordan has now like gotten dressed. He's been, during this time, we've been cutting to Jordan packing up and everything. So now he's finally walking out the door with his rollaway. And Carl comes bounding out the door like, hey, Jordan, bro. Hey, by the way, you look great, by the way. You look great, by the way. It's a great look for you leaving the house, okay?
He's like, hey, what? Jordan. What, you don't even want to talk to me? What, Jordan, what?
And Jordan's like, I'm done. I am done. Mrs. Garrett from Facts of Life is waiting for a little FaceTime fucking on the way home. So, gotta go, brah.
Yeah, I'm going to have a threesome with Bernadette Peters and Dinah Manoff after this. So, looks like the joke's on you because I'm the one who's going to be partying the most this summer.
And then Carl's like, oh, you're done? Well, me too. Then I'm done too.
And he's just standing there in the middle of the driveway with his arms outstretched. His arms like, just Jesus. Open.
He's like, dude. Like, arms like, how could you do this? Carl is acting like he's now the victim. Like, why are you being crazy right now, Jordan, even though I just yelled at you and said you have to leave the house? Like, stupid Carl. And then he, like, has his arms out there, like you said, just open. And then he goes, all right.
All right, then.
All right. I guess pancakes for one.
So then Paige is up with still, Jules is still sobbing. She's like, well, I still have lube in my eyes, so let's stable this. And I'm going to get the lube out of my eye.
Yeah. And then meanwhile, Kyle is downstairs being just drunk. He's like, every year I want a Rajay Meltdown City and Lindsay's not even here. Finger me that, everyone. Finger me that. Hey, if anyone's wondering, I've just spent the past 20 minutes sitting in a petting zoo cage and I'm covered with animal feces. So who wants a hug?
Party. So everybody's partying and dancing and keg standing. And then
Amanda changes into her like angry tie dye shirt. She's like, I'm angry now at the boys, so I'm going to wear my tie-dye now.
I call Kyle. This look Kyle.
Kyle dye.
So Craig is talking to Jules, and he's like, what the fuck just happened? Like, I'm trying to make you laugh. Well, look at this. Did you look at it? It's my abs. Aren't those hilarious? It's like, no, honestly, I appreciate that. Like, I really, really do. And then Kyle is stuck in that big gerbil ball thing in the pool.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't want to die. I don't want to die.
Dude, what the fuck just happened to Kyle? Someone cast a spell and put him in a circle of despair. How does he get out of that? I'm so confused.
So then everybody's getting ready to go out, and Craig is staying with them. Everybody leaves,
yeah.
But Craig is staying and partying so with, cute. The, with the gang.
I love that Craig hung out, that Craig was just like hanging out, and that's like, then they all go out to wherever they go out on these things, and he's just like hanging out with them, you know, partying, like, dude, just having a really good time, you know, just like trying to connect with people and, you know, be like, send that way I can send a video to Nomi and be like, see, this is what you're missing out with. And I know you secretly still want to get back with me, Nomi. So here I am in the Hamptons, Nomi. Bye.
He's getting ready with Jules and they're standing in front of the mirror together. And he's like, I really like our reflection. It's like, that's it. Married and married.
Sometimes I wonder, am I the reflection? Is that me? I can't tell sometimes. What do you think, Jules?
So then they get back home, and Amanda's feeding drunk-ass Kyle, and yep. She's like, did you miss me, Kyle? Oh, do I really have to undress you right now, Kyle?
And, yeah, exactly, and just your, Kyle, and then Hannah gets into Luke's bed, and Paige is walking around, and she's, Paige and Amanda have this moment where Paige is walking around going, Amanda? Amanda? Yeah. Amanda's...
Paige. And then Carl goes in to look at Jules's bed, and they have something pop up on the screen. It says Jules, arrow, ding, not home.
Yeah. The post department really leans into that graphic for the next like 25 minutes of the show. It's like every 5 minutes, like, oh, yeah, they're going to get a Sprite out of the fridge. Then they just cut to the bed. Jules, still not home to see Carl have a Sprite.
Ding!
So, so Danielle's making herself a cocktail before bed, and Carl is still looking for Jules, etc. And then we cut to Luke's room where the bed is just like creaking, like out of control, as like he and Hannah sort of get frisky.
But not. Because he's like, stop, I want to fuck you and make out with you, but we got to just lay down.
She's like, you're right. I was being ratchet.
But how is this any more respectful? I'm not believing this. I think there's a lot of erectile dysfunction going on Bravo right now. There's a lot of non-working penises. And I think it's time we all had a discussion with ourselves and figured out what the hell is going on. Okay?
Let's have that discussion. I just then also
you
like,
start.
I just like the idea of Luke is trying to be respectful. He doesn't want... He's like, you know, I don't want to hurt Hannah, but he's also like, listen, I want to be respectful to you, and I do want to fuck you, but I want to be respectful. I just, because, you know, like the phrase, I want to fuck you, is sort of an aggressive phrase. And I just feel like, and I know, I'm not being a prude. Like, I know it's something people say, and it's like people say in the heat of the moment, but I also think it's kind of funny, like, to try to be respectful, but also to tell someone, I want to fuck you, so sit on my face at the same time. Right?
He's like, hey, howdy doodly, neighbor. God, I want to stick my wiener in you so bad. Hey, isn't it nice weather today?
It's like, you know, I'm so screwed up.
Get in your lane.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm still like in love with my ex from 3 years ago. And sometimes I just want to be out there in Minnesota, land of the lakes, and looking out at nature and thinking about the coyotes and all the good times in life and the simple things in life. And, oh, I also want to fuck you. Yeah, yeah.
Lando Lakes. So Danielle brings Carl a drink, and he's like, oh, Jules is missing. Like, where's Jules? And she's like, maybe she's with Craig. And then Paige in her room with Amanda, she's like, I'm surprised Jules didn't try to fuck with Craig. And Amanda's like, is she home? And then we see that graphic again. Ding! Jules is bed. Not home.
Not home. And Carl's like, Jules is missing. Jules is missing. Well, you know what? You're the one who said she should get out of the house. So stop caring so much, Carl.
They think I'm basic, but I know you love me anyway.
My favorite new Trixie song. They think I'm basic, but I know you love me anyway. So then Jules, ding, not here.
Not home. Yeah. So Hannah slinks back to her room at 10 a.m. and Paige is sitting there. Because Paige is feeling, you know, Paige is getting annoyed because she's being neglected by Hannah this season. So Hannah slinks back and Paige is like, well, look who it is. Did you fuck in that outfit that you paid $35 too much for? Because I found it cheaper at the bargain bin behind Dress Barn.
And then Amanda and Kyle are talking. She's like, how does it feel to be 37, Kyle? And then did you notice that Kyle pulls a Carl this entire episode? He's like, you look great, babe. You look great. Hey, babe, you look great. Great. Babe, you look really great. You look amazing today, babe.
But Kyle says it's been his best birthday that he's ever had with Amanda, probably because he got shit-faced and didn't have to talk with her the entire day. So then Paige, she's like, you know, I still feel bad for Jules. Like, I wonder if she's home. And then, of course, cut to Jules. Still not home.
Yeah, Amanda had a relationship to cry about this party as well, like she always does. It just wasn't her own this time. It was like Jules and everybody else.
Yeah, exactly.
Hannah's talking to Paige, and then we see, is this when we see her, Hannah's talking to Paige about Jules, and ding, not home, and Hannah's like, Luke was like, oh, you invited some tennis pros to the party, and I was like, I didn't invite them, and he was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, and he's like jealous, and I kind of like it. He's this conflicted soul. He hasn't told this girlfriend about me, and I know it sucks, but I told Armand, and I owned my shit because I'm not ratchet.
Then Jules walks up the drive. It's like a long walk for Jules. I'm not really sure where she was.
Well,
do they not drop you off? Did you walk down the block? Were you behind a tree? Were you really with Greg? What the hell?
Well, as someone who once was at the summer hall in season 2 and was edited out of the show, I can tell you about the logistics of the driveway. It's basically like this very long, long driveway, and then production sets up a table outside of it, and like you can't go by it unless production allows you. And like when I went, like I had to, like I was queued up with some people, and we had to sort of like stand there and wait, and then finally they're like, okay, you can go. So then you have to walk down this long ass driveway, and then the summer house sort of like looms around the trees. And I'm imagining that for whatever reason, whatever car she arrived in, because it was probably a PA's car, they didn't want it to be shown on camera. So they probably stopped her at the top of that super long driveway and made her walk the whole way. And they probably did that also to really emphasize her walk of shame.
Yeah. I mean, my God, like, poor thing. So then Carl and Luke are talking in the kitchen, and Carl's like, oh, dude, like, if you unpacked everything from yesterday, like, I don't even know where to begin. So Carl is, like, sober now, so he's innocent Carl, you know?
Yeah.
A page from the Shorts book where he's like, Bubba, hey, Bubba.
Abob. I'm like, Carl, you can't even say Bubba right. Abob. So then Carl goes, you know, I've hit a dead end with Sarah, and I've not spoken with her since yesterday. And at this point, it's over. I thought we had something a little more than that. Oh, sucks.
How did think you had something more than that? You went out with her one time, and she left you because you were such a jackass, okay?
Yes.
And then you didn't even call her to go out the next week. Why would you think you had something deeper?
Yeah, exactly. In fact, you postponed your initial hangout with her. And the moment you do that in the early stages of dating, you already have poisoned the water when you do something like that. So you already ruined it. Also, don't try to make me feel bad because you haven't spoken to her since yesterday. That's like literally less than 24 hours ago is when you last spoke with her. And you're like acting as if she ghosted you. It's been like 9 hours. So just relax. Oh, yeah, I haven't spoken to her since this morning. I'm like, it's over. Like, shut up.
Yeah, because she wasn't taking his call, remember? Because she said she wasn't going to come, but then, yeah, she wouldn't pick up the phone. So then everyone's gathering in the kitchen, and Jules is just eating string cheese victimly. Victim machine.
Yeah, exactly. As she deserves to. And so Amanda is like, so I woke up this morning and thought I heard Jordan in the house. Oh. And Jules' face just like, fuck you, bitch. Fuck you. You want me to die in a burning building, and I'm just going to eat this string cheese to show that I am still here. Hey, and I am telling you, I'm going.
Oh, God. You know, do not cast Jules in that role, please. Oh, my God. That is a strong role. Jules will not be playing the role Jennifer Hudson and Jennifer Holliday played in Dreamgirls. No.
And I am telling you, I'm just, like, really disappointed. I'm, like, almost the best thing you ever had, but I don't want to be as boastful as that. No, 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 no way. No way. Are you fucking joking right now?
Hey, where were you last night, Jules?
She's like, did you have sex with Craig? And she's like, yeah.
He's like, whoa.
Wow. By the way, fuck Carl. Fuck Carl. You don't get to ask these questions. Not now. No, I'm sorry, sir. You just yelled at her and told her that she has to leave the house, and now you're going to be all nosy up in her business. Like, where was she? You didn't get to know where she is after you said that she has to leave the house. You lost that privilege, sir.
I'm glad he did, though, because she just basically got to say, yeah, totally had sex with someone on a show with way higher ratings than ours. So, fuck you, Carl.
I know. I was so proud of Jules.
Shall I make the hop now, or should I wait? Because my ass can move to South Carolina in 2 seconds.
I was so proud of her. I was like, good for you, Jules, banging like the guy who came in number two on the two judgy girls, you know, March Madness of hot men on Bravo. Good for you, Jules. Although you, I guess number one, girl, is Luke, right? So
you go,
didn't,
girl,
Luke win that thing?
I don't know. I don't understand how those things work. I just saw a bunch of boys' faces with numbers on them, and I was like, I don't get it.
All I gotta say is I think that was the best way to handle the situation. Sleep with the guy that everyone now loves from the bigger show, the guy who's more famous. That's how you do it.
So Jules is like, Craig definitely made me feel better, but I still don't know where I stand with this group. So then they have to clean up everything and basically get back to town, huh? But first, Jules pulls Hannah aside for a talk.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a crap.
With an Now TV Sky Cinema Pass, you can start streaming the best movies around. From brand new blockbusters like Rocketman and The Lion King to all-time favorites, including the Harry Potter collection. Whatever you feel like watching, we've got you covered. All with no contract. To start your 7-day free trial today, search Now TV. 18 plus new customers only. Auto renews at $11.99 per month unless cancelled. Cancel at any time. Terms apply.
This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favourite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
So Some Families is a new podcast that explores every aspect of parenting through an LGBTQ plus lens.
I'm Lottie Jeffs, an author, journalist and reformed magazine editor and a mum of one.
I'm Stu Oakley, a film publicist who thought I was used to dealing with divas until I had toddlers.
Some Families will answer questions, break down myths and share funny, emotional and true stories. Subscribe now because seriously, you don't want to miss a single episode.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's commercial.
Yeah. And she's talking about how Hannah, you know, she's telling Jules that, like, she heard, like, Paige and Amanda were telling her that, you know, that Hannah was saying that Jules hadn't connected with anyone and that Hannah was backing Jordan's side and all that. And Jules is like, I thought we were like all friends. Like, we would just all go to a bar and, like, use Apple Pay together, like one big happy family. But, like, I don't know, like, what did I do to make everyone hate me so much? Like, literally, it breaks my heart. So she starts to sob.
And Hannah's face during this whole thing is hilarious because she's just like,
She's still drunk. Let's face it. She's still drunk from yesterday. She's like, I'm trying to listen to what you're saying, but I'm also totally remembering when I beat those guys in tennis on the goat shit court. Oh my God, that was great.
So she's like, I'm totally blindsided right now. Like, I'd like to think Paige and Amanda always have my back, but, like, they're throwing me under the bus. Like, that's not what best friends should do. Ratchet. So then in the kitchen, Hannah is talking to Amanda, and she's like, can we meet in the kitchen, just girls?
Yeah, emergency girls meeting. So Hannah gathers with Paige and Amanda and says, and she's like, so Jules just said that you guys just said that I said that that Jules said that she hasn't connected with anyone, and I'm saying that I don't know, like, I just feel, like, really hurt right now. I feel really, really hurt. And so Paige is like, did I say that Hannah said that you can't connect with people? No, I didn't say that. What I did say is that why go to Saks Fifth Avenue when you can just go to H&M? Abby.
And then the producer's like, well, did you say that, Paige? And she's like, I don't know. I might have said it, but I can't remember if I said it. It was probably Amanda who said it. Amanda definitely said it. And then we see a clip of Amanda saying it. She's like, Hannah was like, none of us connected with her.
Yeah, Hannah was the one who sort of created this stupid little drama that's now unfolding over the next episode too. So now now it's time for another house meeting and about Jules. And Kyle's like, this is super awkward. I'm like, well, that's because you were the one. You started this saying that one of them has to go.
Yeah. And so he's like, I would just like to understand what was going on with you and Jordan. And she's like, yes, I was mad that he yelled at me, but it was your birthday and I just wanted to have a good time. So I let it go. And then I go up to Carl and then he's screaming at me that no one wants me here. And he's like, listen, you know what? I feel like you're disconnected from everyone. There, that's it. TBH, just TBH, all right? TBH.
Yeah. Like, when I say, by the way, you look great tonight, and, like, you don't even say thank you. Like, wow, that's a disconnect.
And she's like, I'm sorry, I'm trying, but it's a tough group. It, like, breaks my heart.
And, like, she puts one finger up, like, right under her tear. She's like, ugh. And it's, like, so sad to me that you guys think that. And
she's
Hannah's
like
sobbing.
And no one's consoling her, by the way. Like, no one's, like, giving her a hug. They're just staring at her.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when your problem with somebody is that they're causing a bunch of needless drama, the last thing you want is to have to sit with them crying for an hour. But right. They did make her cry, so it's her fault. So Hannah's like, TBH, we're like family in this house, and you have to take time individually with people, because, like, quality time is important. So make more of an effort, stupid.
Yeah.
What did she do?
I just don't understand. Like, wasn't she trying to have quality time with people? I mean, isn't she in those cars also for 3 hours stuck with people in those cars? Like, isn't she trying to have that quality time? And Paige is like, you know what? everyone deserves a second chance. I'm like, why is she a second chance? Did she didn't even blow her first chance. She was just like there. I mean, listen, Carl's friend Amith, okay, because Carl brought Amith into the house season two. Amith came in there and sat for a lump the entire season, did literally nothing except maybe throw a dinner one episode. He kissed Lindsay oddly for one episode. He did nothing. He didn't talk to anyone. He didn't say more than hello at the reunion. And there was never any talk about, like, you're just not connecting with anyone. Why are you here? That wasn't even here. But suddenly Jules has to like get the third degree from the house because of stupid Jordan. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm so mad. This is like truly the stupidest thing to ever be mad about, but this is my path. This is the path I'm on.
So they're like going to give her a second chance for nothing. Like, she didn't do anything wrong. I agree.
Well, also, by the way, also Carl goes, you know what? Like, Jordan, you came in with him and he was like a package of like who you are. And I just, you know what? I'm like willing to give you another chance without Jordan. I'm like, she did not come in with Jordan. They were not a package deal. Jordan joined and started coming around like two or three episodes later. So it's ridiculous. I hate Carl.
Like, well, maybe I misplaced my anger. Like, if she does what she says she's going to do, then maybe we have a fun summer ahead of us. It's like, not if you have anything to say about it. Now, welcome to the part where Carl takes over the rest of the weekend being a complete fucking asshole for no reason.
I know. Carl is so Carl. Anyway. So now they're all cleaning up, but they just, yeah, I know what you're saying. So now they decide that they just give up on cleaning and they just like leave solo cups and TP all over the place for these like faceless cleaning people, AKA the production assistants to deal with. So they head back to the city, which means we got the classic Trixie of like, got my feelings so high, so high.
And then it switches because they're like, okay, but now we're not in the Hamptons anymore. Trixie, give us another new one. She's like, if you like what you see, you better know about me. So then
Hannah is one experience.
Yeah, it's like her own now CD. All of Trixie's greatest hits in one segment. So then Hannah is shooting Luke. They're shopping in a store or something, and he's got a backwards hat, and she's like, boy, why are you wearing a backwards hat? And he's like, because I read your tweet. And then we see a picture of her tweet and it says, do I like him or does he just wear his hat backwards?
and then we go, it's like Tuesday, and Lindsay walks into some sort of salon and all the ladies are like, ha! They all like, they just like lose their mind as if like their long lost leader has returned. And so Lindsay's like, oh, I'm back to the grime. Time to get back to the grime. I have to earn the loom.
Yeah, she's having some kind of party at this place that she does PR for. And the producer's like, do you get perks for working with them? And she's like, obviously, I get hair laser removal from them and Botox, fillers, trying to remember what else.
They used to do back waxing for Arat and arm waxing for Arat, and they just did a lot of things for Arat, so I just really like it here.
So Hannah strides up. Like, Hannah walks up so oddly. What is that walk?
She probably thought she was going to an axe throwing place.
This is
she's
the like, sound all right, of
time
her
to throw
walk.
Hatchets.
She's like in a white suit thing, and she's walking really slowly up the street. It's like she's making her own slow motion shot. Because it's not a slow motion shot, but she's like,
just like, I'm gonna make this glamorous no matter what.
Yeah. So Lindsay's like, what a treatment.
Yeah, Hannah walks in and she's like, your kneecaps, we need to laser them. I'm like, how did you even like, how did you even see hair on some of, like, how was that the first thing that you saw? Clearly, Lindsay's been looking at Hannah's kneecaps all summer long and just, like, watching the hair grow in. I just get so angry.
Hannah's like, I think they're cute and hairy. She goes, yeah, well, my asshole is hair. My asshole hair is cute, and that's why I get a Brazilian.
So then over in some twee part of town, Paige and her parents at this, like, delicate restaurant that looks like it serves, you know, it's like tea time every hour, you know? And so Paige is there with her parents and she starts like sort of gossiping about her life with them. Her mom, by the way, I like her mom. Her mom sort of to me looks like an Italian Hoda, you know, like the Italian version of Hoda, which it to me is a huge compliment. So she's talking about Perry, and she's like, yeah, you know, like, Perry asked me to move in, but, like, I'm not really sure yet, because on the weekends, we just have, like, different ideas of fun. He likes to, you know, read books, and I like to be on a reality show. So we just have different ideas.
And the mom's like, your weekend isn't even relaxing, honey, because you're just wasted the whole time. She's like, yeah, that's why me and Amanda stay in on Saturday, because, like, we like to relax. And, like, I'm even hanging out with her more than Hannah, okay? Because she's hanging out with this new guy, Luke. So cut back to Lindsay and Hannah. And Lindsay's like, this is how you shave your kneecaps. Like, what kind of treatment is this? You're just shaving them?
Yeah, I don't know. The laser tech looked miserable. She was like, oh my God.
How does laser work? I just got like a little laser thing from China. And I'm afraid. I also got a thing. You've probably seen them on Facebook, but you burn off like skin tags or age spots or whatever. And then there's one that you can like laser hair removal yourself. And, you know, I was getting drunk at home alone in quarantine, like everybody else, I'm guessing. And I bought all this shit on Facebook and it came in the mail. But I'm like, what? How do I do this? Do I shave first? And then you laser, like you shock the shit out of yourself, right?
I don't have the answers to that, but I just feel like
it looks like a stun gun. I can't wait.
I just would, please don't tase yourself. That's what I'm saying. Like, lasers should be handled by professionals.
No,
I feel like lasers
so wait,
are not
what you're
a
saying
DIY.
Is, what you're saying is I should get in the bathtub, make sure I'm a little drunk, and
and laser yourself. I don't know. I think it's I think DIY laser kits are a little scary. I would maybe like not do that.
Live a little. I'm going to burn the shit out of myself.
I'm going to live a little by not like aiming
like,
a laser.
I'm
going to
live a lot. How about that? I'm going to live a lot.
Like don't do that. Don't do that.
Too late.
Okay.
I mean, I haven't done it yet, but I have the machine. I'm going to do it.
What are you lasering for? We're all at home.
I'm Lebanese. Well, yeah, but it doesn't. It's not like you just laser it and then it's gone. Like you have to do it a million times. So hopefully, by the time I leave quarantine, I'm just gonna look like a thumb.
Here's the
like
thing.
I'm gonna have it's no also eyebrows. I'm gonna have no hair anywhere.
No, you know, here's the thing. It's not only is it like a do-it-yourself laser, but it's also a do-it-yourself laser you bought off of Facebook. So there's already like two strike. There's a third bonus strike in there somewhere. I don't know what it is, but it's there.
Actually, the bonus was something that I wouldn't do, and I'm trying to remember what it was. It was like there was a spot remover, a laser hair remover, and there was one other thing. And I was like, oh, God, I'm not that dangerous. But I forget what it was. I'll look it up.
I just see peril all over this. I see
I see hairlessness.
I see scars. I think you're just going to replace hair with scars.
Well, then I'll have a story to tell. I'll be like, yeah, that's from that war. That's from that war I fought in against Lebanese back hair. Also, like the places I want to get like hair away from, how do I even reach them?
That's why you don't throw a laser back there, because you're not even looking. You can't even see. You can't even reach. So you're going to laser the wrong thing. You're gonna singe yourself. You're going to get it in your eye and go blind. Okay, you're going to burn yourself, and you're gonna be like, ow, and you're gonna drop your laser, and it's gonna bounce around and get right into your eye, and goodbye vision.
Yeah, I was looking up, can you do your eyebrows, but they said no.
Oh no, Jesus, Ronnie, don't do that.
Well, let's hurry up with this, because I want to laser something.
Okay, well, please laser the memory of you telling me about this out of my brain. So Lindsay and Hannah are talking. She's like, so like, what the hell happened last weekend when I was in Tulum? And Hannah's like, well, Jules and Jordan were fighting, and then the next day at the party, Carl yelled at Jules that, like, everyone hates you, and it's like, no, Jules, like, not everyone hates you, we just don't feel connected to you, and we don't know why you're still in this house, and Amanda wants you to burn in a burning building, so it's a big difference, you know?
And then, like, Jules is crying, and then Jules has to talk to, you know, Amanda, and then Amanda and Paige said that she doesn't connect with anybody, and then, like, I mean, I guess they didn't want to look like mean girls, so they were trying to make me look like the mean girl, and Lindsay's like, this all happened because I wasn't there, and Amanda and Paige are very clicky, they're very clicky.
Yeah, this is Lindsay, her tits just, like, got fully erect at hearing all this, because she's like, oh, there's a way for me to, you know, drive a wedge between the young girls. I'm going to do it right now.
Yeah, I'm in. And she goes, I didn't realize that kicking people out was even a thing. But if it is, I have a list longer than Jules. And that's true. Seriously. Like, since when can you just kick somebody out of Summer House? You can't.
You can't. That's what makes it fun, is that you're stuck with these people. Did we not learn anything from reporter Christina Gibson reporting at large? Come on. Yeah. They were stuck with her, and they had to deal with her, and it was the best.
Yeah. So, driving.
Shiny cousin movie stars. We got it all.
By the way, I just want to point out that after everyone pledged to try to get to know Jules a little bit more, no one hung out with her during the week. So, yeah. So, shiny cars, movie stars, we got it all. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like, you guys literally have none of those things. There are no movie stars here. The cars are barely shiny.
Kyle has a nice car. The rest of you have, like, loner Lexuses. So, let's stop faking it, okay? Yeah, so seriously. They all get to the house, and Amanda's like, look how fucking clean this place is now, Kyle.
There's some PA somewhere who is like about to post a screed on Instagram being like, they don't realize how hard I cleaned for that show. And I got zero credit.
Oh, God, that was awful. So, Carl, they're all getting 1920s outfits delivered for Lindsay's Roaring Depression party.
Well, it's a murder mystery party set in the 20s. But yeah, Roaring Depression also is a great descriptor of so many things on this show. So Lindsay is very excited because she's turning 33. And she's also invited her new boo, Steven, to come out and join. So this is going to be clearly send Carl into a tailspin.
Yeah. So Kyle, they're in the kitchen eating lunch meats, as you do. And they're like, so how was your week, Kyle? And he's like, not going to lie, it was a really long week. And Danielle says, so Carl's like the head sales guy in charge? And he says, no, he reports to like the COO, which is by design. And we're like, what's wrong with Kyle?
Ooh, what happened? Then Paige is like, Amanda, come to my room. So they go off. And then meanwhile, Lindsay's back in the kitchen. She's like, guys, have you ever seen Hannah's knees so hairless? Has it been like an ongoing discussion, like over GChat or not, like iChat, about like Hannah's knees?
I'm sorry, but we can't have you in the house. You have hairy knees, and it's really bothering everybody. Get the fuck out. There.
By the way, your knees look great. So Paige and Amanda are in their room, and Paige is like, I love that Hannah's having so much fun with Luke. But, like, this is what I worry about for her. Like, he hasn't even told Yelena about Hannah still. So, like, clearly Hannah's number two. And I just feel weird that she hasn't said anything to us about it. So I'm not jealous at all. And I just felt like this was a really important thing to say as soon as we got into the house together. Great.
Yeah. At this point, you just need to get a fucking life. Okay, lady? Like, lady who refuses to show anything on TV. Like, get a life. So Danielle's like, Carl. So Carl's like, I love when a girl gets mad that like she wasn't said hello to. Like, it goes both ways. You could have said hello, Carlito.
Yeah, because he walked by her and she's like, oh, hey, Carl. And he's like, why don't you say hi to me? Why don't you say hi to Carlito? I'm like, because you're allegedly a gentleman, considering you keep calling people gents. So maybe live up to the name. So he's like already like very pissy right now. And then he like takes a can of Loverboy and like slides it down the kitchen island to Hannah, to, like as if he's like in cocktail. And then he's like all excited that he did it. So he starts like high kicking his leg over the island. And Hannah goes, he's on one. And he goes, oh, yeah, I'm drunk. Are you drunk? I don't think you're drunk. Yeah. By the way, you don't look great, by the way.
By the way, I'm going to go ruin the front door. So I'm going to be working on that. All right, guys, talk about me. Feel free to talk about me. So Kyle's like, I don't think you guys have picked up on the multiple stress signals coming from different angles in Carl's life. And they're like, what? Yeah. What could he possibly be stressed about? Okay, you're employing him and paying him for basically being his friend.
Yeah, but did he get an unexpected bill for his pancake tab? Like, what happened? Why is he so stressed right now? So we learned that, you know, not only is Carl stressed about the Lindsay situation and about Sarah sort of dumping him, but he didn't show up on Monday to work and missed his call with the CEO, which is pretty much as Carl as it can be.
Yeah, and Hannah goes, you know what? I feel like he uses his drinking to cope with stress. Yeah, Hannah. What else do you use drinking for?
And Kyle's like, and not to mention that it is an alcohol product. So, and then we just cut to Carl at that front door. He's, for some reason, he's like trying to open and close it. And then the doorknob just falls off. And he goes, not my fault. Like, it literally is your fault. You literally fussed with the door and the doorknob fell off.
Yeah. So, wow. Kyle is stressed because he hired an idiot drug addict to run his sales. So, congrats.
Yeah, congrats. You hired someone who literally gets fired from his job every single season, midway through the season.
Yeah. Congrats. Like, you're learning what cause and effect is. Congrats.
It is literally up there with, like, going to the Berkshires on New York or the posh fashion show in New Jersey. It's Carl getting fired from his job midway through the summer house season. Congrats.
Yep. Everyone starts getting ready, and Amanda Pat says Lindsay in the hallway and slaps her butt. And Lindsay goes, hi-ya! So then they're getting ready to go out, and Jules comes into Lindsay's room, and she goes, it smells so good in here. What is that? Chanel? And Lindsay goes, actually, it's Victoria's Secret. So how are you, stupid?
I heard that everyone hates you and wants you out of the house, so my recommendation is that you shave your kneecaps, okay?
Yeah, and she's like, so how are you doing? And Jules goes, well, I'm sure the girls caught you up on last weekend. I'm good.
Yeah. So then they all go out. They all leave the house to go out to dinner. And as they're going out, Luke goes, oh, we lost our door handle. That's amazing. Like, Carl just never bothered to put the handle back on and just was going to act as if a ghost came through.
No one can get back in ever.
Yeah, it was the Worker Circus came in really quickly and they knocked off our door handle and went back to California. Yeah.
So they all go to dinner and...
Not before we hear a Trixie song. Trixie at this point now, she's... with this song, she just gives up on lyrics. We thought on Vanderpump Rules when she did 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, that was pretty bad. But this one, she starts off with a lyric and then just goes into sounds. She goes, I see the way you're looking at me, boy. You want to go bim, bim, bim. Like, wow.
I know. It's just boom, noisy. Boom, boom, to the zoom, 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 to the doom, 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 to the coom, 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 to the room, 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 to the foom, foom, foom. It's like she's just putting letters in front of ooms now.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, exactly. So this dinner scene was hilarious because Carl is drunk and being just so ridiculous.
So there's a pile of menus and he's sitting next to Lindsay and he's like, oh, Lindsay, is this your menu? And she goes, you want one? And he's like, but is that your menu or is it Carl's menu? Like, whose menu is that? She's like, just drink a drink. What is wrong with Carlito?
Yeah. He's like, Because she's like, here, Carlito, take this one. He's like, oh, but that was Kyle's. She's like, well, just take it. He's like, well, Kyle's right there, so, you know. And then he starts, like, laughing as if Lindsay's crazy. Like, I mean, would you listen to this one? She's trying to give me, like, someone else's menu. Like, what's going on? By the way, Lindsay, you look great. You look great, by the way.
here wants an espresso martini.
So they all order, and then Carl orders the kids' chicken fingers and fries.
And Luke orders a beertini. He is like, yeah, I'll have just the IPA with some olives in it. And we just hear Paige go, disgusting.
So Amanda's like, guys, I just want to make an announcement. I'm going to be working at Loverboy full time.
And we see a clip of her going, I grew some fucking balls, Kyle.
And Kyle starts to, like, cry. So Carl goes back at the table. He's like, so are we, like, co-workers now? Well, sort of, mainly that I'll be working and you'll be having a title, I guess. But yeah, I guess.
Let's go, babe. Yeah.
And Lindsay's like, Hannah, how did it go last week with Luke? And Luke's like, well, we slept together.
Finger bang?
Well, I said I can't do that.
Why Luke? Why can't you finger banger? He goes, because I got reasons. She goes, what are your reasons?
What are your reasons? And then Amanda goes, ask Yolanda.
So Luke says, the truth is, I talked to Yelena and I ended things. You know, I just wasn't giving her enough attention because I can't. And she was like, I can't do this anymore. And I was like, okay. So she broke up with you. So basically what you're saying is you got dumped and you never had the fucking talk. Wow. Weak, yeah, Luke.
He tried to play the field. He tried not to commit to either of the girls. And then she was like, fuck this. And he goes, you know, I clearly am a mess and it's going to take me some time to get over that. I'm just, you know, it's hard for me right now. And Hannah just is looking at him with hearts in her eyes. She's like, dysfunctional man who can't figure out his life, who's a mess and is trying to get over a heartache. I'm in love.
Yeah. And he's like, you know, I just got to take time. She's like, I understand that. I'm like, I totally get it. And I was like, oh, God, you're that girl now. Congratulations. Yeah.
The last thing I want to do is to hurt Hannah. So my plan is to hurt Hannah.
And then blame it on my heartache because I'm really a sensitive person who's just not over my girlfriend. So Carl's like, oh, and Hannah, Hannah, Carl here. Hey, Carl here, Hannah. I'm sitting between, oh my God. And Paige goes, what the fuck, Carl?
And Lindsay goes, what the fuck is wrong with him?
Carl goes, nobody even saw me.
On Mac.
Nobody even saw me. Nobody even saw me. And Carl's like, that wasn't a complete sentence, bro. He's like, oh, really? Why are you saying that to me? You want me to switch chairs? Hey, those chairs are a little awkward. Can we switch chairs, possibly? All right. Got another chair. Yeah.
And they're saying how Carl is upset because he was in a chair that possibly made him look small. So then Lindsay's like, Carlito, here, take my chair. Problem solved. The Hub House mystery fixed for the day. And he's like, well, there was no problem. There was no problem. I could chair less. Anyway, Carlito reporting to duty. Ha.
Yeah, I didn't understand what was happening here. And Lindsay's like, is Carl mad at the chair because him and Sarah didn't work out? Is Carl mad at this chair because Steven's coming tomorrow night? Is Carl mad because he just bought a hair removal system on Facebook and his friend didn't support him? I don't really know.
Is Carl mad because he is physically impossible for him to laser the hair off his knees as it grows back in 3 nanoseconds? Maybe.
So Carl's like, you guys have something to say to me? You guys have something to say to me? You want to say something to me? And they're like, settle down, Carl.
Yeah.
God, calm down.
Stop being so
buddy.
Carl. I didn't break the front door. I didn't do that at all. No one said that, Carl. I didn't do that, you know? It's just as hard. It's hard. I'm just like learning. It's like Carl 5.0 just doesn't know how to use doorknobs. That's all. Is this chair small? Is it just me?
Get home and Paige is like, Jules, meet me. Bedroom. Now. And Jules goes, and jams. It's like, and jams.
Paige is ordering a lot of people into a lot of rooms this episode.
To talk about a relationship she's not involved in. It's so weird. It's weird. Like, she's very, like, family karma in this episode. Like, yes. Who is better friends with Vishal?
Who is better friends with literally the lowest hanging fruit in our friend group?
Yeah.
So Luke goes outside and starts doing his usual song, like the coyote is in the moon and is trying to sing about Minnesota.
Yeah, he's got to put that thing down. Yeah. And then Kyle's with Amanda. He's like, babe, you look great tonight. I love your outfit tonight, babe. That's his thing this episode. Yeah. So then Lindsay, Paige, and Jules are up in bed, and Paige is like, look, I think Luke is nice, but this is how I feel. And Lindsay goes, oh, Lord.
From a waxy-kneed person to a hairy-kneed person, let me give you some advice. Let her live her nice, fresh new kneecap life, okay?
And Paige is like, because I don't trust his intention with Hannah. It's like, why are you gossiping? Just ask Luke. Just go out and ask him.
So Lindsay stomps out of there, and Paige is like, fuck, because now Lindsay's going to create drama, right? So Lindsay stomps out to the backyard. She goes, Lucas. So basically, Paige and Amanda don't trust your intentions, and they say that you stole Hannah's tennis racket and threw it into a swamp. So maybe that's something you have to think about. Okay.
And Hannah's like, Lindsay, who's saying that? And she goes, Paige. So Lindsay goes,
let me tell you something, Paige. Lindsay goes back to Paige, and she's like, let me tell you something, Paige. She's not happy with you after I told her all the terrible things that you said, so.
She said that you're, like, entitled, and Paige goes, how exactly do I act entitled? Did I just have tea with my parents in an actual golden tea house? Yes. Did I pay for anything I'm wearing? Probably not. What were we talking about again? She's like, ask Hannah! So then Hannah comes in, and Paige is like, Lindsay said you feel like I have opinions that I shouldn't have.
And Hannah's like, well, she said Paige and Amanda can be clicky. And Paige is like, to you? Yes.
In what world can you find the outfit that I'm wearing for less than $20? None. Okay, it was a great find. Okay, like and subscribe below. Thank you, guys. Good night.
And Lindsay's like, when you talk shit about her? She goes, when did I talk shit about her? I don't know, because I wasn't here. She goes, yeah, you were gone, but you need a way. You know what? You started this whole fight. She's like, no, I didn't start a fucking fight. She goes, you know exactly what you did. And she leaves. And then Lindsay goes, all right, bye, Paige. Bye.
And Hannah's just like, I just want to fuck Luke. So she just goes up to Luke. Hannah, like, you can tell how dickmatized Hannah is right now, because she is literally in the middle of a drama and she walks away from it just so she can hang out with Luke.
Yeah, because she doesn't care. It's not her drama, you know? And now it's just Paige and Lindsay fighting. And Paige is like, I'm not going to fight with my best friend just because you want to start some shit. And Lindsay's like, meh! So then Jules and Paige are in the bedroom like, what just happened? And Hannah's like, I'm fucking a male model, okay? So you guys deal with whatever you need to deal with.
Yeah, exactly. Like, how many times do I have to explain it? It's a male model, okay? That's why I'm, like, I will probably get hurt, and it will probably be worth it, because I can always say, I banged a male model.
Yeah. So Lindsay and Danielle are in their room, and Lindsay's wasted. She's like, I was insane. And Danielle goes, maybe it's the way in which you just said it. Okay.
Yeah.
I've explained it as comprehensively as I can in this pie chart. So if you'd like to sit down.
You know, while I was on the LIRR getting out here this weekend, which still no one has reimbursed me for, I had a lot of time to think about how your delivery is just very nasal and very aggressive. And this PowerPoint demonstration should show that next time, rather than using that kind of delivery, just blow your nose.
So then Hannah and Luke are in bed, and it looks like they're going to bang, and he's like, sit on my face. Oh, God, I love the summer.
This reminds me of summers going up to Lake of the North and enjoying fishing for various fish in the lake and catching a coyote every now. Hold on, Hannah, I got to write this down. It's a great song. It's going to be a great song.
So then they're laughing, and then the next morning, he's like, we finger banged. She's like, we did not. He goes, yeah, we did. And then Paige and Amanda are in their bed, and Amanda's like, where is Hannah? She's like, I think that in Luke's last night was, like, insane, and, like, I was standing in the kitchen, and I get bamboozled by Lindsay, and then Lindsay said that Hannah said that I'm entitled, and, like, she's not going to start a fight with me and my best friend. Let's see who gets murdered tonight.
Yeah. So then the bros are all hanging out, like trying to, and it looks like, yeah, you know, Hannah and I had a sleepover. Said it reminded me of being in the L.L. Bean bunk, like an L.L. Bean bag in the woods, you know, like trying to keep Mr. Bear over there away from us by putting the trash in the trees and the campfire going, come on, Luke, tell us what happened. Oh, we finger banged.
And Hannah comes out. She's like, where's my purse? I'll do it. Find my iPhone. By the way, do not tell people you finger banged me last night, because that's not what happened.
Yeah. So then Hannah goes up to Amanda and Paige's room, and she's like talking about like how she was like hooking up with Luke last night and how like she wound up like sitting on his face or something like that. And so she starts showing like how she was grinding on Luke. So she starts grinding up on Amanda, but Amanda's holding some iced coffee, and basically Hannah knocks all the iced coffee onto Amanda's chest, and Paige is like, not in my bed. Okay, not in my bed. Right?
I don't play by the rules. I always make them.
I don't play by the rules. I love when they pull that one out. That's a classic one that we've heard several times, and it's my jam.
So they're all getting ready for this depression party, and Steven arrives. And I mean, wow, you couldn't drop more of a blatant sign than dressing like a caution sign. I mean, Lindsay is in a fluorescent yellow children crossing sign.
Yeah.
And Steven's like, whoop, see, nothing wrong here. Everything looks great.
Yeah, and then Luke and Hannah go out for a ride on his bike, and the producers are like, you know what, we're just not going to film this anymore. This is just not worth it. So they come back, and Luke's like, whoa, Hannah, there's turkeys in our yard. How about that, Hannah? Okay, got to work in some turkey material into the song. Got it. I can do that.
And then the caterers come, and everyone starts getting dressed in their prohibition clothes. And Danielle's like, look at me. I'm in a wig. Prohibition. I need alcohol.
Yeah, and then Carl meets Steven for the first time. And he's like, oh, sup, bro? Sup, bro? I'm totally cool with you being here. Just, you know, because Lindsay and I are just friends. So, anyway, can I get a triple shot of vodka in a glass, please, with a fireball on the side and a tall glass of tequila next to it? Great. Thanks, bro. Could you see me? I'm sitting in a small chair, so that sometimes is a problem. You look great, by the way. Bye.
Yeah, okay. Carl has no chill. Steven comes and sits next to him on the couch, and Carl just jumps up. It's like, oh,
yeah.
Need to get a drink,
bro. Yeah, do we have a Simply PB shake around here? No. So Lindsay and Hannah start talking in the dinner table with Danielle. And Lindsay's like, she's like, so what's going on? What's happening? Like, and she's basically telling Hannah that Hannah needs to speak up. And Hannah's like, why? Was I thrown under the bus again? And now Danielle pounces on that. And she's like, see, the very fact that you think that you were, like, you know, thrown under the bus, like, maybe that's what you should be talking about.
Yeah, so they're mad that basically she's mad because she's teed up the ball for Hannah to have a big TV fight. And Hannah's like, why would I fight with them? It's like, because you need to. It's like, I'm confused. And she goes, was I thrown under the bus again? And Danielle's like, well, that, like, you just said you were thrown under the bus. You need to bring that up. She goes, I did. I went up to their room immediately and I talked about it. So
Lindsay's like, grow a fucking pair of balls. Grow a pair of freaking balls. Like, she just does.
She literally says, I want you to come for them. What is wrong with you?
I literally lasered your kneecaps for free. The least you can do is grow a pair of lasered balls, okay?
And that brings us to the end of Summerhousen.
Yeah, so I guess next week maybe Hannah might fight with them. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Super fun.
Yeah, it looks like Lindsay finally gets her way next week and starts the fight she's been dreaming of. So we will see you guys next time. We'll be back tomorrow with, what is tomorrow?
Real Housewives of New York.
New York City, everybody. That will also be available as a Crappens on Demand video. And then our live show, quarantine style, will be next Friday night, a week from Friday at 6 p.m. East Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern. Okay. We will talk to you guys next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
With an Now TV Sky Cinema Pass, you can start streaming the best movies around. From brand new blockbusters like Rocketman and The Lion King, to all-time favourites, including the Harry Potter collection. Whatever you feel like watching, we've got you covered. All with no contract. To start your 7-day free trial today, search Now TV. 18 plus new customers only, auto-renews at $11.99 per month unless cancelled. Cancel at any time, terms apply.
Hello, I'm Gemma Atkinson, and this is The Petcast, a brand new podcast brought to you by the leading pet charity, Blue Cross.
A little head just went like this, and I said, that's my dog.
The Petcast is all about candid conversations around the big issues facing pet lovers just like me and you.
There's no real misbehaviour, there's just behaviour.
It's not all about our well-being, it's about theirs as well.
It was one of the best decisions that I've made in my life. She saved me.
You'll find the Petcast wherever you get your podcasts.